And Stevie Lee, we've got round 20 of the Rugby League, and tonight we see the Broncos take on the Sharks. To tell us more, Fox Sports' Billy Moore. Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm on fire. How are we, guys? All good?
Really good, mate. Really good. Hey, Broncos, will they get to the top four? I mean, we've got a pretty good run home, and it can all start with the Sharks tonight.
Well, this is a cracking game of footy. The Broncos have been a little bit yo-yo-y over the last couple of weeks. They towered up the Titans, and unbelievably, they were put to the sword by the Warriors. And then last week, it was just wow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really 32-0. It was breathtaking the way they played, and they didn't defeat an ordinary side. The Panthers were above them on the table. So this would be a real barometer of the Bronx. We're up against a very, very tough Sharks pack. It's old bull versus young bull. They've got all the old crusty old demons in the Sharks. And for the Bronx, they've got all these young kids coming through. So this will be a brilliant game, and we'll just watch to see how good the Bronx are, because I say it every year, and I honestly do really mean it this year. I've never seen a more open semi-final race between 1 and 8. Anybody can win on the day. It's a cracking competition, and we'll get a real good gauge of the Bronx after this match.
And, you know, we sit here and say we want to see close matches, and then next minute we're seeing blowouts left, right and centre from teams all over the place. It's just inconsistent, really, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit like the refereeing, isn't it? It's one of those things that's up and down. Look, what you've got with the quality of the players, the athleticism, if one team is only slightly off, a couple of percent off, and the other side is what you call en song, obviously you can rack up points really quickly, and we've seen that the last couple of weeks. So I don't expect that with relation to this game, because the defence of the Sharks is really miserly. They're very good. There's a lot of old heads there, a lot of tough blokes. I just don't think they'll give the Broncos latitude, which is fine. I'm really interested to see where the Broncos, under that defensive pressure, can create something. So I'm looking at the halves. Obviously, Nikarima, I'm looking at Milford. I'm looking to see what Asako can do from the back. What a wonderful young player he is.
Oh,
and
yeah,
obviously, a key player for them is the 9, McCulloch, Origin hooker. If he's going well, it just creates a bit of attacking flair, a few other options.
Come on, the Broncos. Get the job done tonight.
Yes.
Now, the Cowboys take on the Knights tomorrow night at home. Do you think the Cowboys can actually avoid the wooden spoon?
I'm hoping so. Does that sound very convincing?
Not really.
Look, I really hope they do for a number of reasons, and no more than for the great JT. The last thing you want is a farewell gift is a wooden spoon, when I thought he was going to get a premiership ring.
Yeah.
It's gone from one end to the other. So looking at their numbers, and I haven't been able to get far away from it, they just aren't laying the right platform. Last week, they missed 3 times the number of the tackles as their opposition did. So as soon as that happens, you're going to create some problems defensively. Their ball security is not as good. Their yard getting is not quite as good. So those little basic things, they're just not doing as well as what they did last year. So I do believe they can correct it. And the time is now, obviously. I can't wait to see the opposition, though, because we've got the Kalen Ponga. It could be rubbing a bit of salt in the wounds here. Mm. He returns from injury, and he's obviously, as we know, a player that the Cowboys let go. And wouldn't you love to see him in the Cowboys jersey?
Definitely.
So we'll see how that unfolds. We've got a Mitchell Pearce-Ponga combination for the Knights. First time we've seen that in probably 4 months. So we'll see how they roll. So if the Cows win, they have played well.
Yeah, well, let's just hope they can strike up a win. It's much needed, and we don't want to be known for the wooden spoon of 2018, that's for sure. Billy Moore, thanks, mate. Celebrate the 90s with Fox League's Retro Round. Sign up and be streaming in minutes at foxtel.com.au. We'll speak to you next time.
Absolute pleasure. Go to the Retro Round. Love it. It's when I used to play the 90s. Good time of the year.
Yes. Good on you, mate. And we'll catch you next week. 6:26. Got a news update next.